Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
All right, Corey Richens, this is the case of the mother who's accused of killing her husband and then wrote a children's book about it. You always got to go right to the children's book and people's like, oh, that's who it is.
That one.
Corey Richens is her name. We've been learning a lot in the last 2 weeks or so about what she's been into. Her Google searches we learned about just the other day. What she was Googling after her husband had passed. And I'll bring that up here.
Yeah. What kind of doctor was Dr. Pepper? That's going to stand out to me for a lifetime, I think.
That's one of my favorites. You had everything in there from information on the Utah prison system, if police can see your deleted messages, how long life insurance companies take to pay, if the cause of death can be changed in a death certificate, if cops can force you to take a lie detector test, how to hire someone to write a book for you, signs of being under federal investigation. And then, of course, our favorites, what kind of doctor was Dr. Pepper, Lil Nas X married, and then luxury prisons for the rich in America. Her perception the perception that she gave people, the perception that she wanted people to have of her, I think was very, very important, both while she was married and after her husband died or was murdered. And of course, when something like this happens, the police do investigations. They're going to look into your spouse. It's one of the most common things that are done. And if you have nothing to hide, good, then bring it all out there. And there's plenty of people who have nothing to hide and bring it all out there. There's plenty of people who have nothing to hide and still bring it all out there thinking that, well, if I really just seem like I'm being an open book, no matter what, I'm too smart for them and they will still never get me. She falls to the latter, it appears. Of course, innocent until proven guilty. But what we have for you today is an email written by Corey between her and the detectives investigating this case. They had follow-up questions for her, and then she wrote a follow-up email answering those very questions. So we're going to go through this. It's very telling and very interesting the way that the terminology is used and the tone of the letter when we're talking about the death of your spouse and you're being questioned about it. An innate amount over usage of emojis, I would say, in this letter for being an adult.
Yeah.
But All right. So this is Corey Richens. It's from Wednesday, April 19th, 2023, just a few months ago prior to her being arrested. They were doing their due diligence and investigating this too. Chad Hoffmeyer, Frank Root, CC Jeff O'Driscoll, subject RE, clarification. So here we go. It says, "Hi there. I thought I would clarify some of the items on your list that you spoke to Redacted about." Yes. "Hi there." Or hey there, actually. "Hey there." Exclamation.
Still.
Not like, you know, officer this or detective this. "Hey there." That's immediately someone that's trying to gain the good graces, gain the trust of whoever they're dealing with the police. I mean, a good example would also be how Alec Murdaugh played with police during that investigation, trying to relate, like, "Hey, buddy, buddy." And there's some of that in here too.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in just a little bit, but that's what a narcissist tries to do. They try to get you on their side and make you feel like you're on the same team. Not only does it help calm their own possible anxiety or nerves about something, if they can believe that we're all working on this together and nobody's suspicious about me, but they hope to, you know, kind of bamboozle those on the other side. It continues. "The beginning of February last year, my kids, last year, my kids had a soccer tournament in Mesquite. The day before we left, February 2nd, 2022, I tested positive for COVID. I've attached the picture of my test on my counter in my kitchen from when I first found out. Photo one. I had sent it to my mom and redacted to let them know because I was just around both of them. Eric was the coach of the soccer team, and I'm the annoying mom with a sideline that never stops yelling and then tongue sticking out, one eye shot, open eye emoji winking. We don't miss games or tournaments, period. We're a huge soccer family. When we found out that I had COVID, I didn't want to miss the soccer tournament, nor did I want to get my kids sick. So I stayed at Casablanca. I didn't want to risk getting my boys ill during the tournament and then not play well. I bought a box of at-home tests with me to test every day so I could either join the boys staying at my father-in-law's or at least be with them during the game. Casablanca is about 5 minutes from the soccer field. Actually, here's a picture of the room number I stayed in. I had taken the picture from my mom and Eric." Okay, number one, she doesn't know how to use commas. I'll say that. It's hard to read.
Oh,
this.
You're not kidding. It's driving me nuts.
"I was still positive every day, pictures attached. I would take pictures of my test to Eric to say, 'Still positive. You can check Eric's phone for this.' I stood on the sidelines wearing a mask and not interacting with anyone. Happy to get other soccer parents to attest to this. Eric had gotten COVID after we got home from Mesquite. You asked, redacted, about any exotic vacations I've taken since Eric's passing. I went on two trips last year. One, my kids tried out a soccer camp and SLC to qualify to play in Spain in June, and both my kids made it. So yes, I took them to Spain in October 2022. I have attached their invitation letters. Also, Eric and I went to Mexico every year, sometimes twice. We traveled a lot. We have taken the boys to Mexico a few times. We like to go in January. However, January of 2022, we could not go because Eric had his hunting trip to Mexico trip of 2 weeks planned, and it was too much that month. This is not new for us to go to Mexico or for us to go out of the country or on a vacation with our kids. I took my kids and my mom came with us in August of 2022 to Mexico. As I hope you understand, the months prior to this, since Eric's death, have been hard to deal with."
This well, is someone, a trip to Mexico will help.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is someone who is spewing information. And too much information, too detailed of information that have absolutely nothing to do with this case. And oversharing and being crazily detailed, more than one normally would be if you have nothing to hide. It says, "No, I have never been to Key West or the Keys in Florida. However, my nanny went with her family in June 2022, so maybe you have something mixed up. Eric's affair was the same year I moved out. The trust was created as well as him looking into a divorce. I never actually moved out. I moved my clothes out one weekend to make Eric understand I'm not kidding about leaving him if he doesn't end things with redacted. I did this on a Thursday or Friday while he was out of town. I was home Monday. I never stayed another night at that house, the other house. Eric and I figured things out like most couples do. Redacted was her name. He changed her name in his phone so I wouldn't know about it. Honestly, we worked things out. And after that, I never went through his phone again to see if he changed it back, but you have his phone and can check. Eric and I went to redacted counseling on Commas 801 redacted. We only went about four times. Maybe it wasn't for us. Redacted and redacted are the same person, and I'm assuming you know that. Ha ha. I'm also assuming redacted told Woody her husband got a call from him and gave all this information. LOL. Yet he didn't ever go to talk to detectives? Question mark. Ironic how these things work. Mental health.
Why are you using ha ha and LOL when you're talking to the fucking police?
You're talking to the police about a murder and now an affair. LOL, ha ha. Mental health? Yes. I got postpartum after my second child in 2014. Yes, I took medication for it. No, Eric and I did not have financial problems ever. Yes, Eric made more money than me. Do you make more money than your wives? Have you ever been financially reliant on Eric in the last 5 years? Or have I ever been financially reliant on Eric in the last 5 years? Absolutely not. Eric did not want me work. Absolutely not. Well, no. There's so many things fucked up with that statement. Because she was stealing money from him to fund her wannabe Joanna Gaines-ness with her projects that went nowhere. And he was getting sick of funding them. I understand that. Eric did not want me working because, one, his first wife cheated on him with a guy at work. Two, redacted. Three, Eric wants us to live the typical conservative life where the man takes care of his family and the wife is a homemaker, wife, mom, and that's it. This is not my personality and not the way I was raised. I'm very independent. Even when I stayed home with my kids the first few years, I was in grad school for years because I wanted to be more and do more than a homemaker, or than be a homemaker. And I did. And when I did and started my business, it took some adjusting, but Eric and I were fine with it. We hired my nanny and everything worked out. My nanny, redacted, phone number redacted, moved out because she was engaged and she and her fiance were moving in together. That was always supposed to be temporary. She's worked full-time for Eric and I for years prior to his death. If anyone can tell you about her marriage, it's her. She lived with us. Feel free to call her. Redacted has already submitted her phone records to you to prove that your toll is correct, is incorrect. Redacted will also be submitting hers over to you guys today or tomorrow. I'm working on getting mine, however. Eric's business partner is not being cooperative, but you can call Redacted and ask them, and he would probably give them to you, a phone number redacted. I know what time I went to bed that night. There is no hole in my story. Hopefully, by obtaining four phone record documentations, you guys can see this too. Happy to clarify or provide anything else you may need. I just want this over. I just want our lives back and to move on and grieve and mourn my husband without looking over my shoulder constantly for you guys or the idiotic private investigator or the Richens family. Whatever I can do to help close this out, just ask and I'll give you or tell you whatever you want to know. Please check with the labs on those gummies. P.S. Chad, I hear you also know our good friends Redacted. Their son and my son play on the same soccer team. When Eric passed, Redacted took over coaching. You guys could even chat with him if you feel necessary. Corey Richens.
Wow.
I'm going to read the response quickly. It says, thanks for the clarification, Corey. I don't know that if it matters either, but I appreciate the communication. There's one more here. Hey, after you guys left Friday, I was trying to make sure dates were as accurate as possible, but I always feel like something was last year and it was actually several years ago. Crying, laughing face. Anyway, you asked me when my doctor had prescribed Quantipin. I believe I told you a few years before Eric passed. However, I emailed my doctor today to get a specific date, and this was her response. I don't even know if this matters for anything, but it was bothering me. Crying, laughing face. Also, Eric's company was started in 2010, not 2012. I think I might have said 2012. That's when we got married. LOL. Again, none of this probably matters, but it was bothering me.
Wow. The part about, I just want this over. I just want our lives back and to move on and grieve and mourn my husband without looking over my shoulder constantly for you guys. She's not getting her life back.
No, I mean, but if you're taking this and not taking into account all the evidence against her, this seems like a fairly cooperative letter. And I could see, you know, if you're being investigated and it's not stopping and you really, truly didn't do anything, it'd drive you nuts. It really would. I think it would make you feel like, yes, I just want normalcy. I want to be able to grieve. I don't have issue with her making that statement, but I do now because we know many other rather dark things attached to it.
Do you feel like she did it? Do you think that she killed her husband?
I'm leaning towards yes, very strongly. I don't think it looks very good for her. I think some of the Google searches that she made look kind of damning, but you can also play devil's advocate and look at it in another light on some of them of, are you paranoid if you're under federal investigation? Which you may be whether or not you did it or not. I think I would be paranoid if I was in that sort of place and I'd never done anything, but just knowing that, you know, they're going to look at the spouse and, you know, you really hope that, you know, your alibi, it checks out and it gives complete clarity to anyone who wants anything. The fact that she's sitting there saying and stating, you know, anything you want, let me know. Okay. I don't see anything wrong. She really did provide a lot of information for them to look into. Is this all just gaslighting? It could be. I don't know. It's the verbiage in the letter, very unprofessional for what it is. It could just be her being, you know, 20 something, not very experienced in the world. And this is how she's used to communicating professionally. Cause a lot of people at that age communicate like this professionally.
Oh yeah. And I know in a different podcast, you and I talked about a job offer that I had been given, and there were so many emojis in there that I could barely even make out when my start date was.
Yeah.
So it's a thing, and it depends on the age. She's Corey Richens is 33.
Yeah.
So she's younger. She's used to emojis. This is her thing, you know?
Yeah. What do you think?
I just don't know what to think.
Same question back to you. Do you think she is guilty with what we know thus far?
I'm torn. There are days where I read this story and I'm just astounded that everything points to her. And then I step back and I say, what if she didn't do it? And all of these signs still point to her.
There's a lot
of signs. I don't know.
There's a lot of signs. The date of the closing on the house right after he dies.
But you can't really change a closing on a house. I mean, no, once that's set, you can, but it's a lot of work to go through to change everything.
He didn't want it to happen. That's the thing. He was not in favor of it. So I'm wondering if he was going to back out on it. And that was maybe one of the last straws for her because she wasn't getting her way. And, well, she still wanted to get her way. And if he's not there to stop the closing, she can still get her way and move on. If police can see your deleted messages, how long life insurance companies take to pay. Honestly, people look at the life insurance question and people are looking it up. If I lost my loved one and I didn't murder them, I would probably wonder that too a little bit. You know, not necessarily like the same day am I researching that, but within the confines of a year, yeah, you probably would like to find that out because you have life insurance. And that's the purpose of it.
Well, and think of the lifestyle that they led to. Yeah. They were a wealthy family and now his income is not coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might have needed some money without his paycheck.
Mm-hmm. So some of these, they can look very nefarious under the right light. They can also look like just a normal human being going through a death with their loved one and trying to figure out and navigate the path going forward. But
I throw out a theory to you?
Yeah.
Let's say he thought she was having an affair throughout the entire marriage, which has been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
He's suicidal. He thinks I'm sick of my life. I just, this isn't working for me, and I'm going to take this bitch down with me.
That he's thinking this? When he-
yeah, what if he killed himself but set her up? He told family members, if something happens to me, check out Corey. I think she's trying to kill me. What if he said, I'm going to get this bitch back. She's been cheating on me.
Yeah.
She's doing all these things I don't want her to do. I'm tired of my life. I'm out of here, but I'm taking her with me.
I don't know. That'd be very interesting. I'd have to like really kind of evaluate that more.
It popped into my head the other day and I went, well, wow, that would be the ultimate evil, wouldn't it?
It really would. I don't know. It just seems like he cared way too much about those kids.
Yeah.
To do that. And he stayed and endured the abuse and thought he had a good hold on it, a good control on it. And he probably did for a little while. And then it just got worse and worse and worse to the point where this sort of thing took place. I
forgot about that part.
I mean, having all of the pieces together in this puzzle is what makes it what it is. Because if you just took a couple pieces to go, oh, well, it looks this way. Take a couple pieces the other way. Oh, it looks that way. I really think this is someone, Corey being, I think, a narcissist, someone who was potentially dangerous to people around her, but, you know, always didn't exhibit it, but he kind of knew it, and especially that he suspected of her poisoning him in the past.
That's a problem.
And him sitting there for the good of the children, which we know you should not do. You should take the kids and get help and let people know what's going on. Because if they're capable of killing you, they're capable of killing the kids. That's a very, very scary place to be in. And I can say it from experience. This case really rings home to me in some ways of just, God, well, that was close. but it's a scary one. And I think will be very interesting to see what other evidence plays out. As this continues to progress, maybe there will be some exonerating evidence on this and, you know, we can change our opinion, but that's the beauty of these sort of things. Opinions can evolve and change as we learn more information. And of course, we'll bring it to you right here as we have it.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.